DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
All right, Burt Show's spring break sting operation. For a couple of years there, this is the segment that got us more complaints than anything else. And I totally understand why. If you're on spring break and you're a student, you're an easy, easy target. It was too easy. Like, if you're going down to spring break and you're a parent that allows your child to go, then you sort of have to assume that the worst. They're going to party. They're going to be up all night. They're going to be getting intimate with guys and women. It's going to happen.
You can only hope that you've done your job so that they don't climb from balcony to balcony.
Right. Yeah.
So they don't do something stupid while they're partying, but you know they're going to be partying. You know,
right.
So they have protected sex and non-unprotected sex. So they have, you know, a good time, but they're still safe while they're doing it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's the only thing you can hope for, or that's the only thing you can really sit down and talk to them about. Because if you sit down and tell them, don't drink underage, it's just futile.
Right. So we've changed the rules a little bit the last couple of years, because in the first couple of years, it was just parents calling up going, hey, give my kid a call, and I'll be listening on the other line, and I really want to see if they're drinking or not. And we're hitting at 100% accuracy, of course. So each year since then, we always get emails from parents that want us to do it. And Tracy's had to be really selective on the ones that we decide that we're going to give the green light to, because there has to be a storyline other than I just want to catch my kid drinking. Because then it's unfair.
Right. Well, and it's a little hypocritical, too, because I think every person in this room could say we drank underage, right?
For sure.
Yes.
For sure.
Absolutely.
So we got a whole bunch of emails the last couple of weeks, and UGA is on spring break this week. I think it was Georgia State last week. I think it's Georgia Tech next week. So we're starting to get a whole bunch of emails.
Mm-hmm.
And Elaine might be a perfect fit. She's on the voice disguiser. Hey, Elaine.
Hi. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I think my daughter has some inconsistencies in her story, but I'm good.
Okay, she's 19 years old. She goes to UGA.
Yes, that's correct. She's a freshman there. And, of course, she's on spring break, which is fine. And you guys, what you were talking about is I agree with. She's going to party. I kind of know that. She's drinking. I've taught her well, though, you know. I did give her, she's in Panama City with her girlfriend. She's supposed to be, I should say, in Panama City with a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually gave her $600 to do this. Because, you know, I mean, I was young. I wanted her to be able to go have fun on her spring break.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a smart girl, you know. At least I thought she was. But I was actually over at my sister's, and my niece's Facebook page was up. And my sister was like, hey, you want to, you know, see Kelly's Facebook page, and I did. I wanted to check it out and see some pictures and stuff. And on my daughter's wall, I guess it's on the Facebook wall, there were messages from the girls that she is supposed to be with. Things like, wish you could be here. We're having a great time. We miss you. So she's obviously not with these girls. She's not with the girls that she's supposed to be on spring break. And there's also a 26-year-old, at least, he's got to be at least 26-year-old guy that she's, like, in pictures with you know, very close, very close, obviously, with this guy. So I am thinking that she, I don't know where she is. I don't know what she's doing with my money. I don't know why she's not with her friends, why she's not where she said she'd be, and I want you guys to help me out because I don't know what's going on.
How many friends are we talking about? Hit her up on her wall saying, hey, wish you could, I wish we were there or whatever.
It was at least 3 wall posts, I guess, from her friends.
And these are the girls you thought she was with.
Different girls. I mean,
so they're in, they look like they're in Panama City, but she's not in Panama City with them.
No. No.
So she did her own version of 25 Things My Mom Didn't Know About Me.
Yeah, so she's got the money. She's supposed to be with her friends, and she is definitely not with them because they're having a great time without her. I honestly thought my daughter would know better than to do something like this. And I hate snooping. I'm really not the snooping type. I was honestly checking out her page. Just, I really wasn't snooping. I didn't think she was anywhere she wasn't supposed to be.
I just think that, as you know, the older you get does not mean that you lose that part of you that, you know, might check out that page, or, you know, a
right,
little curious.
Right.
I don't blame you.
You know, my daughter really doesn't hide her page either. I mean, she's making it a public profile anyway, so mm-hmm. I don't, it's not like she's hiding it from me. I just happened, my niece's page happened to be up, and she's a friend of hers. I was really surprised, to be honest. So this is
such
a huge shock to me. I don't know where she is. I don't know what she's doing.
You're a freshman in college, and you got mom's permission to go down and party in Panama City with your girlfriends.
And you're still screwing it up.
You're still screwing it up.
Rookie friend instead. Rookie mistake.
Like, I don't know. I mean, from a picture, there's several pictures where she is all over this guy. He's definitely late 20s.
Mom, I cannot live with all this freedom that you're giving me.
Yeah.
Had you had she been honest with you and said she wanted to go on a trip with her boyfriend for spring break, would you have granted her the permission?
I don't think so. That's a tough question. I don't know. It didn't come up, so I didn't think I'd have to make that decision.
Has she even told you that she was involved with a guy?
Nothing.
Nothing. You know nothing about this dude.
Going down there as girlfriends to hang out, have a good time. She's not involved with anybody as far as I know. I'm definitely questioning everything at this point. You know, she's not with her friends.
Will she call?
I'm worried. I'm actually worried. I mean, I'm assuming she's with this guy, but that doesn't make me feel better because this guy looks like a jerk. So,
will she call you to check in or anything?
I'm hoping to hear from her, like, maybe tomorrow.
Within the pictures that you've seen with her and this 26-year-old guy, are they in a beach setting or are they just in a bar? They're not even at a beach.
It looks like they're in every kind of setting. A lot of bar settings.
But you know how you can tell if somebody's at the beach? Like, even in a bar setting, you'd have, like, you'd look sunburned, or you'd have a, you just dress differently at a beach bar. Do you have any indication that she's anywhere near a beach?
No, I don't think she's on a typical spring break.
But are these pictures recent? Are these pictures now, or are you just looking at old pictures?
It looks like over a span of time. I mean, her hair changed. You know,
right. These
I
were
mean,
these were not pictures posted this week. So these were not pictures of where she is now. So she has no idea.
She's with somebody she actually is probably dating, who I didn't even know she was dating, and is likely with him this week.
Here is David, who says that, look, you're totally overreacting. You might be in the wrong here. Hey, David, go ahead.
Yeah, don't you realize that your daughter's 19 years old? She's in college. Like, you'd have no control over where she goes.
Well, I disagree with
you. Write the check.
Yeah.
But if she's going to lie to me, why is she lying?
I just think you're taking it way too far.
But she's mom wrote
pays the bills.
Yeah,
if
mom
she
wrote
gave
the
her
check.
$600, mm-hmm. I think your argument is invalid.
David, do you think that, like, if there's no money involved here, then it's a different story?
I feel it's the same way either way. She gave her the money to go have a good time. She's having a good time with a guy.
She gave her the money to go with her friends.
I mean, I did, but we were very clear, you know, boundaries.
Right.
I mean, she was going with her girlfriends. They were going together. They were staying together. To me, when I gave her the money, I had no idea she was lying to my face.
She committed fraud.
I just don't understand what's her motivation on not telling you. Because if she is 19 and she's at UGA and she has an older boyfriend, why not just tell you that? You know what I mean?
Well,
like, what are you going to do about it? She's at college.
Right.
She's going to date whoever she wants to date. So I'm just curious why she felt like she had to keep it a secret from you.
I think that's what really concerns me, is that...
Especially as a parent who gives her so much freedom.
Yeah.
You know?
How many things she's actually keeping secret from me. It's not just that she didn't go. You know, how many levels of lying and betraying me as her parent, it's wrong, and it makes me really nervous.
Hey, Angie, go ahead. You're part of the Burt Show.
Yeah, the last caller must be not a father and an idiot.
Oh, boy.
Not make a difference. It doesn't make a difference how old they are. You're funding her fun. Mm-hmm. You're the one that's paying for it. And you never know what these days. You can't just meet people online, and you can't just hook up with people online. You have to have a sense of safety. And she obviously is not even thinking in that realm. She's not thinking of how, you know, it's great that you met him and you may have known him for a couple of months, but now you're on a personal trip that your mother doesn't know. What if something happens to you? Your mother has no clue where you are. She can't come and help you. We're mothers. We are like, we want to protect them, and we want to make sure. We may not be able to help you in every situation, but that the last caller is insane. He shouldn't even wasted the call time, but I would feel the same exact way. If I'm paying, I've given you $600, I better know where you are.
It does change things with the money.
Yeah. I want her to be my mom. Yeah.
Right?
I feel very safe and protected.
This is actually a great example of, if we were going to do a spring break sting, why we would do one.
Right.
Rather than just call down there and bust some student that you know is going to be drunk. There's reason to call down there.
Yes.
And there's reason to find out where she is.
Mm-hmm.
So, Elaine, give us 24 hours. We'll get the phone numbers and we will try to call down there, or produce or Tracy will set it up to where we can get her on, and she'll give us the truth.
I would really appreciate it, you guys. Really.
Okay.
I just need to know what's going on. I mean, if something were to happen, I don't know where she is, so I don't know how to protect her, you know?
Indeed.
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.